Now, good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, how did you get into the world of apps development?
Well, I'm a traditional business owner and have been in business for 16 years and done a lot of things like book publishing and also done a lot of conferences and events and public speaking. So technology, even though it was something that I knew a bit about, certainly being a programmer or developer or building apps was not something that I necessarily had a skill set in. But there was a problem that I wanted to solve. And I suppose that's the first kind of takeaway for people kind of listening. You know, you've got to have a problem that you want to solve. And it just so happened that technology was the answer to solve that problem. So I had to roll my sleeves up, start learning and hiring a team of developers. And now I suppose we're running a technology company and we have launched a brand new app. And it's now available for download in the App Store.
And it's called Brin. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I've been in the area of business coaching and advisory for almost 10 years. And what I've found is about 1% of business owners have access to an advisor, someone to sit down with once a month to get help to grow their business. So that means 99% of business owners don't have a business advisor for a whole bunch of different reasons. And this is a huge worldwide problem, and there's over 500 million business owners on the planet. So we thought, what about if we could actually build an app that could provide personalized education and human-like support to millions of people all at the same time? That would be pretty cool, and that would solve a big problem by helping people get access to quality education and advice for their business. And so we launched an app called Brin, and it's the first phase of a number of different features we're going to be bringing out. And it's amazing. If you're running your own business or you're even thinking of developing an app, then you should download ours and check it out. And it's a great place to start. So that's what it's all about.
Now, obviously for you, you saw a bit of a niche in the market that wasn't being addressed. I mean, what other tips would you have for someone who was trying to come up with their own big app idea?
Yeah, the first thing is make sure that you've got a problem that you want to solve, and make sure it's not just your own problem or maybe a problem for, you know, a few friends. It's a problem that is a universal problem, meaning it's experienced by people all over the world. And then what you want to do is kind of validate that. So get into chat rooms in America or chat rooms in Singapore or chat rooms in the UK and see if people that are in your space also have the same problem, because it might just be isolated to your area or isolated to a particular kind of culture that might just be relevant in Australia. So once you've validated the fact that it has this is a universal problem and it's experienced by a large number of people in the millions or ideally hundreds of millions, then you might want to work towards making what's called a MVP, which stands for minimal viable product, which is basically how can we build something really fast, really quick, and really cheaply and put it out to the marketplace and get some instant feedback. And they're either going to do a thumbs up, which this is a great thing, we love it, make more, or they're going to go, it's going to fall flat and it'll be like crickets in the night. And so therefore you've got a what's called pivot and change, and you might sort of go through, like many apps did, including Instagram and Snapchat and many others, 4 or 5 iterations. We call those pivots, until you get to something that ultimately works, which is the holy grail, and your app then gets downloaded millions of times and you end up creating a fantastic business.
That global perspective is quite interesting, what you said about making sure that it's not just confined to your area. Because, of course, we see a lot of apps and they feel like they're solving a problem that people might not be experiencing just yet.
Yeah, that's right. It might be something that's just relevant for them, or just, you know, maybe in your area it's a problem finding a quality coffee. But around the world, maybe people don't really care what coffee that they drink, and they're happy with, you know, Starbucks coffee or, you know, just drip coffee. And so, you know, because you're, you know, in Australia, we're all coffee snobs and we're very particular, that might be unique for Australia, but it's not a problem that universally many people kind of care about. So you could get some traction, but certainly you're not going to go on to fame and fortune like many of the other apps you mentioned at the beginning.
And just quickly, do you think there are any big growth areas in the app world that people, like wannabe entrepreneurs, should be focusing on?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of growth areas, and a lot of and really the opportunities really now are in the niches, which are looking at a specific kind of things for maybe an industry or a certain type of person or a certain profession or industry. A lot of the big things, like just, you know, sharing photos or being able to send messages, you know, those things are problems that have now been solved, and there's a lot of well-established players in those areas, and so you're not gonna compete. But if you created an interesting way for someone to be able to, I saw one just the other day where you could go onto an app and you could type in your location and it would show you what are the nearest photographers around where you are. So if you kind of arrived in, let's just say you went to Paris and you are so beautiful, I'm with my family and I really would love to capture this moment and I don't just want to do it on my iPhone, I'd love to get a professional photographer to just snap some beautiful photos and I'm happy to pay for it. Then that could be a problem, and there's a solution. So you create an app, and it can then photographers can register. You can tap a button, you can see locations, and you can do a whole bunch of things. So it's finding unique things like that, things that haven't been done before. That would be a kind of a cross between, you know, Uber and photography. So you know, and there's different other things for Instagram for this or Facebook for that. So you might want to think about how can you get something that's working, but then put a different spin on it for your particular industry or a particular segment of the market.
Some fascinating insights, Dale. Thanks for chatting to us on Breakfast.
Thanks so much.
Yes, Dale Beaumont there. He has, of course, created a brand new app and had some pretty, pretty good ideas about where you might want to go if you are looking to create the next killer app. I would say that also jump in and take a look at some of the development groups around Sydney. There's a lot of people working to create some incredible technology in Sydney. A lot of collaboration happening. Just jump on the web and have a look because there's some incredible people in this area.